Gigtails.
Ugh.
Hi, this is Gigtails.
Hi, welcome back to Gigtails.
Welcome back. So I'm Ashley. That's Terry. We are still here. We're still bringing you content about the gigs, tales about the gigs, if you will. And you know, it seems to be light at the end of the tunnel. I don't want to jinx anything, but it seems like gigs are starting to come back a bit. So I think people are starting to schedule stuff for the summer when like outdoor seating and dining and stuff will be available. And then like I've seen some semi-larger events for like the end of the year. So, you know, who knows, but
we're going to be herd vaccinated, I think. Yeah. Relatively soon.
Hopefully.
So
we'll see. We'll see what happens.
I think it's coming. I think we're like right at the end, so it feels like it's never gonna come. Yeah.
Well, what I'm excited for this podcast is just to have some fresh material and content. You know, we've been bringing you guys some different things. We've been trying out some different formats. You know, we've been digging into the historical stories, the crock pots. Having on, you know, lots of guests that we've wanted to have. So a new format we wanted to try today is around the Grammy Awards. So the Grammy Awards are coming up. I should have looked at the date. March 14th, they are?
Yeah.
Sunday, March 14th is when they will be broadcast. And so, like, Terry, in the past, I know we talked about some of the scandal
drama.
Yes, drama around the Grammys like last year and stuff. But in general, like, did you grow up like watching the Grammys, or do you like really care?
So growing up, I actually loved the Grammys. I thought it was really cool. I always watched it every year. It was really exciting. But then as I got older, and I think like, I don't know, especially as you learn more about it now, you're like, oh, the Grammys aren't really that great. And I mean, sure, it's a fun event. It's great to, I think any award ceremony is fun to watch. But they're also very, I don't think they're, oh boy, I'm going to say something. I'm going to get mad.
Whatever. If we haven't pissed them off by now.
Yeah. Okay. My understanding is that they are not entirely merit based, so much as campaign based.
Yeah.
And it's kind of more of a political process. And like a campaign to get people to vote. So it's kind of, that's why. So when we were doing, we're going to go over all the categories. Well, you know, like kind of the main categories. And as I was going over them and I had to decide who I thought was going to win. And I was like, how can I know this? How can I know who fucking campaigned the hardest and who like shook the most virtual hands?
Yeah, I know.
Was like,
I'm with you. I kind of feel like awards in art just like don't go together, you know, because it's like, what is the criteria? It's so subjective. Like everything is so subjective. So I have kind of like a deep belief system that they don't, like awards just don't really belong. Recognition, I fully believe in and I think is wonderful. You know, but I don't know, but I have always loved, I like the award shows and kind of all of the, like the pageantry. And the show and the performance. It's just fun to watch, but do I respect someone more if they're like a Grammy winner? Not really. Like it doesn't necessarily mean that. And I think that's the same way to like, even down to like the local award shows and stuff.
It's your like, local Grammys, the Northeastern Massachusetts basically. Grammy Award.
Yeah, it's like, it's great to see people recognize and stuff, but like, does the winning mean? I don't know. But yeah, I definitely watch, I watch all the award shows. So yeah, what we thought we would do is make some predictions. So Terry put together a list of kind of like the more popular awards, the ones that are more televised, because there are so many. So, you know, you don't want to listen to us go through all that. And
I
know. So we were like, okay, maybe we can do an episode where we make our predictions. And then Terry was like, who we want to win or who we think is going to win. And then my response was like, well, maybe it's both. Mm. And then, you know, to your point, like trying to figure out who's going to win, it's really hard. So
yeah.
I think what we both did is we listened to a lot of the nominated stuff, music, and we made some notes and some ideas, and we'll make some predictions. And then we'll do a follow-up episode. We're going to watch the Grammys, and then we're going to see. This is a star competition. There will be bets on who will have more correct answers. Who cares?
But it'll be fun. Deep-seated gambling addiction right. is probably the answer.
Oh, my goodness. So
we're up on a board in Vegas somewhere.
Somewhere.
Bet the over on Terry.
For record of the year. Oh my goodness. So yeah, play it. We hope
and
you'll
speaking
play
of
yeah.
Speaking of record of the year, mm-hmm. what better place to start?
The first one.
Record of the year.
Okay, so do you want to give us the nominees for a record of the year? And we should probably talk about like what the award actually is, because I think there's some confusion potentially over like what's record versus song versus album. And
well, I think record versus album. One mm-hmm. that I'm not even 100% positive about.
Yeah. So the record. Okay. So
Well, album is the whole album.
Album's the whole album, and
I know that.
Album is also the if you look at like who gets credit like right. for the awards, like the songwriters are included in album of the year. But
and the producers are too,
and the producers like, and the artists. Yeah.
So it's like the creative work of the album.
Yes. So the record
the collective
of the year
work of the album.
Yes. Yes. Record of the year is just the artist, and then the producers, engineers, mixing, mastering. So the songwriter is not included in the record of the year. Song of the year is the songwriter that wins it.
Song of the year is also just like the song.
Right.
So with record and album, we're talking about the whole work, but with song, it's just the one song
mm-hmm.
that could be from one of those albums, but mm-hmm. isn't always.
Mm-hmm.
So record of the year, we've yes. got, Black Parade, Beyonce. So,
wait. Oh. Record of the year is not a whole work. It's one song.
It's one song, right.
Yes. Sorry.
But it's everyone.
Everyone in that song, but it's for a song, not
right.
a whole record. Not a
oh,
whole
not
album.
For the whole record. That's right.
Correct.
That's album.
Yes.
God
correct.
Fucking damn it. I told you.
Yeah, exactly.
I always get it wrong. Okay.
So record, I always think of it as the record, and then I think of record. So it's all the people oh. that like recorded it. Like the recording.
Recorded that one song.
The recording of this song. It's not necessarily okay. like the content of the song or the mastery of the actual songwriting, like the craft
right.
of the song. It's the recording of that song.
There we go. Now I'll never okay. forget. Okay. I'm going to 100% fucking forget tomorrow.
I know. It's craziness.
I never get it
okay.
right. Anyway.
So the
okay.
record of
record
the year.
Of the year yes. is, and the nominees are Black Parade by Beyonce, mm-hmm. Colors by the Black Pumas, Rockstar by DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch, Say So by Doja Cat, Everything I Wanted by Billie Eilish, Don't Start Now by Dua Lipa, Circles by Post Malone, and Savage by Megan Thee Stallion. Okay.
Okay. So this is one where I listened to all of them. And I was familiar with some of the songs and not with others, but I did like a fresh, like back to back listen. And I went in with a favorite and I came out with the same favorite. So I don't know, but
yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Oh no, wait. No, I'm sorry. On this one, I did not.
Ooh, shit. Okay. So I've talked about the Black Pumas this year. I've been
yeah.
was turned on to them in the summer.
So good.
Yeah. So good. So I was like, yeah, the Pumas got it. Right. So
that's who you want to win.
Yeah. That's who I want to win. Yeah.
Is that who you think is going to win?
See, again, like, I don't know, because they're kind of new. I know, it's
yeah.
so hard. Like, they're newer on the scene. I don't know, like, how networked they are. I'm, like, I'm
I
inclined
don't.
To say, like, is Beyonce in good standing? Because she's featured on that freaking song with Megan Thee Stallion. So it's
Megan
like,
Thee Stallion. Okay, so we're going to talk about that. So first, give your prediction. Who you want to win is Black Pumas.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to win?
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Black Parade. I want Black Pumas, but Black Parade.
It's interesting that you bring up her on Megan Thee Stallion Savage, because I'm really particularly interested that they chose the Beyonce remix of Savage, which is fine. I mean, Megan Thee Stallion in particular, like, is in love with this version. She, like, loves that Beyonce was on it. And so, like, I'm guessing they chose that one.
Yeah.
But Savage itself is a perfectly great song.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure it's who was involved. Cause like, if it was a remix or whatever, like, where this was there a different producer, and like, that person's probably a Grammys in person or whatever.
And whoever made the remix is a part of it, and like, whatever, that's fine. So I went into this wanting Savage to win because I love Megan Thee Stallion. Oh, now I'm going to piss some more people off. I fucking hated her on Saturday Night Live. I was so upset.
I didn't see it. I was not familiar with her before.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I learned after she was on SNL that a lot of people were seeing her for the first time.
Yeah, I had never even heard of her before this.
I was very surprised by that. And spoiler alert, she's on the Best New Artist list, too. I was like, what the fuck? How is she a new? We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But she's amazing. I'll get into my honorable mentions later. She's in my honorable mentions. Okay. She's just one of the best rappers out there. She's amazing. Mm-hmm. So she went in as my favorite, but Black Pumas came out as my favorite.
Yeah, the Pumas.
They were so good. But I also agree it's going to be either Billie Eilish or Beyonce, because they got, they fucking had to have run a campaign.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like the favorites are going to win.
Yeah, I feel like they have to. Yeah, okay, cool. So the next one we have is Album of the Year. So now we are talking about the entire work, entire album, which, like, do people even put out albums anymore? This is crazy, but...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we've talked about this, right?
Yeah, they do.
But not always.
You want to read us these noms?
And the nominees are, some of these I don't know how to say.
Okay.
But I'm going to say them anyway.
Okay. I'll help if I can. I don't know. We'll be wrong together. You guys, if we're saying these things wrong, let us know.
Please tell me. Another thing we learned while doing this is we are two old aunts from Minnesota.
Yeah. We were texting each other like, I feel really old listening to this. But I will tell you, my husband was singing along to like every song. I'm like, where, how? Are you like secretly hanging out with high school kids like during the day while you're supposed to be at work?
God.
What's happening? It's really weird. I don't know.
Okay. And the nominees are Quilombo by Jhené Aiko. I think I'm saying
that
right.
Yeah.
Black Pumas Deluxe Edition by the Black Pumas. Everyday Life by Coldplay. Jesse Volume 3 by Jacob Collier. Women in Music Part 3 by Haim. Future Nostalgia by Dua Lipa. Hollywood's Bleeding by Post Malone. And Folklore by Taylor Swift. Okay. Ashley?
Okay, so I admittedly... did not listen to all of these albums all the way through. So that's another thing that, you know, we kind of were like, do we have to listen to everything? We'll like, you know, pick and choose. So
get the gist of it.
Yes. I had already listened to Folklore, Taylor Swift's album, and obviously the Pumas. Taylor Swift's album, I think we talked about this when it first came out, like it's pretty, but it's also like really unmemorable. Like,
it's 100% unmemorable.
I don't even know if that's a word, but it's like, it is. It's just like, oh, that's nice sounds in my ear holes while I'm doing something, but then zero things stick. Like, I feel like nothing really happens. Like, I don't know. So, I don't know.
There are no plot twists.
I know. So, I did listen to a bit of some of the others, but I think I'm the Pumas. I have, you know, they're like, I'm loving them. But I also, Chilombo, Janae Aiko or whatever.
Yeah.
Is, yeah, I was actually just listening to that before we came, I came in here to record. So it was kind of, I was digging some of that as well, but my full love just goes to the Pumas.
Yeah. Who do you think will win?
God. First of all, my Coldplay, like, where did you come from? Like, what is happening? I don't know. I feel like, Taylor, maybe, yeah. You know, just because she's Taylor. I mean, it could go some weird way and go, like, Post Malone or something. Sure. But I don't see that. So probably Taylor.
Yeah. I said the same thing. I want the Black Pumas to win. Who do I think will win? This is such a hard one. And isn't album of the year usually like a little bit more like egalitarian? Am I right on that?
Yeah, I think so.
Isn't that one usually less like whoever campaigns the hardest and like, I don't know. But I literally wrote, I don't know, maybe any of them,
yeah,
but
like it's hard.
I think I kind of agree that, it'll probably be Taylor Swift or Janae Aiko because I actually did not like that record. I was very bored by it.
Okay.
I was like, I don't want to listen to this. It's gonna be boring. I liked the Coldplay album. I was so surprised. I was okay. Like, boo. And then it was on and I was like, I don't know. It felt like kind of old school Coldplay. They switched it up a little, like genre wise, there were some surprises.
Okay, right.
I don't know what to tell you. And then I love Tame. I've always loved Tame, but they're not going to win.
Yeah.
And Dua Lipa. Well, I think I was more impressed by her song than her record or her album. Sorry.
Yes.
But I was. I think I'll get into her in song of the year. But yeah, I'm going to say Taylor,
right.
I guess.
So we're together. Yeah, we're together again.
Pumas we're together on that.
Okay. Yeah, so next up we have Song of the Year. So again, this is more about the actual song, like the songwriter, the songwriting, the kind of craft of the song. So we have Black Parade, which is the artist is Beyonce.
They're have to say, and the nominees are, I'm or sorry. People won't know.
See, this is why you should do this. I was trying to let you off the hook for one, but
I want you to do it. Okay. I just want you to do it the right way.
And the nominees are Black Parade, and then there are like 800 writers, but I'm just going to say the artist, so it's Beyonce. You guys can look up the writers. The Box, which is Roddy Ricch, Cardigan, Taylor Swift, Circles, which is Post Malone, and Don't Start Now, Dua Lipa. Everything I Wanted, Billie Eilish, I Can't Breathe, Her, If the World Was Ending, JP Sachs featuring Julia Michaels. I put a little note after each one of these, but I'm curious your thoughts first.
Okay. So some of my thoughts coming out of this, what were my thoughts? Oh, this is the one where, Don't Start Now, Dua Lipa.
Mm-hmm.
I was very surprised. I turned that on. I was like, this is fun. I just, do I think it deserves a Grammy? Probably not, but I love it. If I were young again and at the club, I'd be like jamming out to that. I thought that was a good time.
So I wrote for that one, I wrote typical pop song, cool bass groove, woodblock, head bopper.
Yeah, it's a exactly. bopper.
Yeah.
There were a lot of songs I absolutely hated on this.
Okay. Tell me.
Including The Box.
Yeah. Oh. My note for that one is, what is happening with the squeak thing? He was doing like a weird squeaking thing with his voice that was like an annoying toddler. I don't know.
It
was
even remember now.
Yeah, no.
If the World Was Ending, I hated very much, and I've always hated Post Malone, so that's not a surprise.
Okay.
My just number one favorite, like, makes me scream every time I hear, I think she did this on SNL too, is I Can't Breathe by Her.
Mm-hmm.
So my who I want to win is Her.
Mm-hmm.
Who I think will win is probably Beyonce, which I like the song Black Parade. I actually think it's a great, that's a bopper too. That was, I like how she's like kind of switching up her standard. I don't know. I like what she's been getting, like, and Black is King was really good. So I feel like she has a good enough song and probably a good enough, like, team to, she's probably like a shoe-in for a Grammy. So I think I call her for Song of the Year.
Okay. So for Black Parade, I put, my note was, I don't get it. Like, this is where I just felt old. I haven't understood Beyonce's sound in a couple albums now. Like, I think she's
really changing up her, like, the method. She's going back to, like a much more, what's the word? Oh my God. I can't think of the right word for it, but like civic scent, like it's much more about like her roots and her ethnicity, like this.
Sure.
And I do think her typical, like we know her originally as this beautiful singer and she's still a beautiful singer.
Yeah. Like Single Ladies and all that.
But
that
the stuff. Just the style and like the type of like instrumentation and sound she's bringing in and like the beat is very different. It is. It's very different.
I can appreciate it. I think she's very talented. I think she's definitely an artist. It's just like, I don't get it.
It's not your fit. Yeah.
Relate. The box, I was like, what is happening to the squeak thing? The Taylor Swift cardigan, I wrote, there's no hook. Like I couldn't even sing you a line from it right now.
Yeah. I've listened to that thing 4 times and I could not sing one brief melody from it. I have no clue.
Not that like, and not to say everything has to be like catchy, but it's not even like impactful. Like I don't remember the content. I don't remember, like it's weird. The Post Malone, I don't hate him, so I put it was catchy and feel good. I actually really loved the intro, and I was like, oh, cool. And then it was like, it kind of like went downhill.
It
was just kind of like, yeah, it's like catchy, it's feel good, it's fine. But it wasn't, like in terms of the songwriting of it, I was like, no. Same thing with Don't Start Now. It's like, yeah, it's a typical pop song. Like, it's fun, but I don't know. From the Billie Eilish song I wrote, doesn't really go anywhere, but this is kind of her sound. Like, it's just, I like her sound, and but it's not like my everyday. I Can't Breathe, I wrote, I love the vintage bluesy vibe. To me, this was a really weird thing. And this is almost more about the, if this was for record of the year, this would make more sense. Because to me, this was a recording thing. The rap piece, or kind of it's almost like spoken word at the end, right?
Poetry. Yeah.
To me, the sound of it was very harsh. Like literally like the sound, not like the style or the words or whatever. It's like, it's loud in the mix. And maybe this was like the speakers I was listening on, but nothing else sounded weird. It was like harsh in the mix and it has that sound. And I think this is a choice that I just didn't care for. It almost sounds like it's on like an old telephone or like an answering machine or like a bullhorn at a rally type of a thing. And I don't know if that's what they're going for.
I think that's precisely what they were going for.
Yeah, which makes sense and it fits the content. But to me, just like the listening experience, I would listen to the beginning of that song for hours and I would just like restart it every time it got to that part.
I love that. Knocked me on my ass.
Yeah,
first time I heard it.
Yeah, I mean it's great. So personally, if the world was ending, I love that song. I think there's an ascending melody that it just is gorgeous to me. I know it's like, you know, it's a pop song, but I think there are little melodies that I just think are freaking gorgeous. So that's my favorite of the songs, but.
So that's what you want to win.
That's what I would want to win. I think I Can't Breathe is going to win. And I'm totally okay with that because it's a very, because I think.
See, maybe that's why I can't separate my, I want it to win.
Yeah, I think it will.
There is part of me that will go, you know, it will because it is that freaking good.
It's good. Yeah.
And maybe it will win on merit alone, but like the reason I say Beyonce is because I have that, like, I don't know, is it cynical thing where it's just like, it's just going to be whoever's the most popular.
Yeah. My thing won't win. Cause So yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Okay. So now we've got, best new artist.
Best new artist, always a hot topic.
Cause are they really new? Like,
and yeah. And the nominees are.
Go for it.
Ingrid Andress.
Andress.
Okay. Phoebe Bridgers. Chica. Noah Cyrus. D Smoke. Doja Cat. Kaitranada. And Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I was familiar with Ingrid Andress and her like first song, which I think is like really clever. But to me, I was like, I don't know if she has like the depth yet to really kind of go be more than like a one hit, wonder. To me, so I was not familiar with Phoebe Bridgers or.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or, she became really popular this year. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I was not familiar with her and I really liked her sound. I thought she had a really cool sound and it made me like interested to hear more. Like I was like, yeah, I want to like keep listening. And I did. Like I dug into her discography and stuff. The other one that really surprised me was Noah Cyrus. Like I was like, okay, first of all, so this is like Miley Cyrus's. Like,
is it
younger sibling? I think so.
Is it?
I think so. So I mean, we can fact check that, but I was like, I was actually pleasantly surprised. And I don't know if I had like preconceived notions because of the Cyruses that have come before or whatever, but not that I mean, they're, you know, good in their own rights, but, I was very pleasantly surprised and I actually listened to that album as well. But
oh yeah, Miley Cyrus is one of her siblings.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. So I would like Phoebe Bridgers to win, I think. And I think she might. I don't know. I don't know enough about the other artists. To really be able to tell, but so I'll put all my eggs in her basket. I don't know. I'm not super confident in that, but
I actually, on a lot of mine where Phoebe Bridgers is one of the nominees, mm-hmm. I have like her as, but probably Phoebe Bridgers because I think she has that like new breakthrough artist vibe where like, you know, she's coming out, like when Billie Eilish came out mm-hmm. and was like a huge hit, there was like a movement.
Yeah.
I think I have this feeling that maybe rock is going to make a comeback. And yeah. I feel like someone like Phoebe Bridgers is the person to, might be the person to do it and yeah. bring that back into the general consciousness. So mm-hmm. I do think there's potential for her to like sweep a bunch.
Yeah. We'll see.
But I wrote, oh, a lot of these were like new to me.
Yeah.
I wrote a lot of old lady notes.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know. I only knew Ingrid Andress before.
I only knew Megan Thee Stallion and Phoebe Bridgers before this. So the ones that stuck out to me, I wrote, let me see. Oh, so D Smoke, by the way, honorable mention. So I eliminated the rap category from our discussion because I've just been so disappointed with the landscape of rap in recent years. Mm-hmm. And it's mostly like trap music kind of that I'm just not into. And it's just, I think that's like a personal choice of like, I haven't been feeling it. And I actually really like D Smoke. It was like back to, I don't know, like he has a song with Snoop Dogg on it and it's back to like traditional, like more rapping as a,
That one was in a different category, but I
it is.
Also, yes, I agree with you. I was like,
I was like super pleased to hear that. And I've also liked Megan Thee Stallion for a while. She's just an amazing rapper in the tradition of like early, like late 90s, early 2000s rapping. I think she's amazing. So, who else did I write down? Oh, and I wrote down, Phoebe Bridgers. I wrote, she's great. I've liked her for years. So I was kind of surprised to see her on this, but I think the description of the category is really good. It says this category recognizes an artist whose eligibility year release achieved a breakthrough into the public consciousness and notably impacted the musical landscape. Mm-hmm. So it's someone who could have been around for years, but yeah. they got their first nomination this year and they like kind of had broke mm-hmm. at that time.
Yeah.
And I went, okay, she's been kind of more in the public eye. And to me, she encapsulates her. And there's one other nominee on the list, not in this category, who we talk a lot about, like, what kind of music do I listen to? It's like her early aughts, like Silver Sun pickups, indie style kind of rock. Mm-hmm. And I love that she's on here.
Yeah.
So for me, of who I want to win, it's really, really, really tough between Phoebe Bridgers and Megan Thee Stallion, mm-hmm. who I think will win. I think it's going to be Phoebe. I think we're going to see a little like yeah. sweeperoo per my last comment. I'm calling Phoebe. I wrote down a million question marks next to this. And in the moment, calling Phoebe.
See, I think we're both like, it's like a little like hopeful, but it's like a little like, I think it could happen. I don't think it's like totally wishful thinking. So cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So now you pulled some from the pop category. So,
hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So we've got best pop solo performance. Okay. Here we've got Yummy by Justin Bieber. Say So by Doja Cat. Everything I Wanted by Billie Eilish. Don't Start Now, Dua Lipa. Watermelon Sugar, Harry Styles. And Cardigan, Taylor Swift.
Man, Taylor, she's all over this thing.
Yeah. Yeah. All over the place. Right. Thoughts?
So here's what I wrote. Next to Yummy by Justin Bieber, I wrote precisely nothing. Doja Cat was super poppy. It wasn't my favorite, but it was like an easy listen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was like light and like airy and like whatever. I'm gonna reenact it right here for you. Billie Eilish, I'm fine
with.
You're
describing it like it's a food. Like it was light and airy with the right amount of crunch on the outside.
Felt good about myself after and not weighed down.
Had a nice mouth feel.
Don't Start Now. Same. I was super, super bumping out to this.
Yeah.
I know Watermelon Sugar was like a big hit this year, but it doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
And next to Taylor Swift, I wrote, eh.
Yeah.
Agreed. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So who I want to win? I wrote nothing. I have no dog in this fight. I do not care who wins. I couldn't even guess who I think will win. I also wrote nothing. So in this moment, I'm just going to say Billie Eilish because she's the powerhouse.
Okay. So I like personally, which song do I like the best? Do what I want to listen to is Watermelon Sugar. I just like, I like his voice. I think it's like smooth. I can remember. And I was saying that to Tom and he was like, the first time I played this song for you and you made fun of it because you're like, is he singing about Watermelon Sugar? And I totally did. But it like grew on me and it was like fun. And I like his voice. It's like smooth and kind of sexy. So that's like the song that I would put on the most often. Mm-hmm. I think that Dua Lipa might win this one.
Oh, my girl.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
What a fun song.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's pop. It's a pop song like this, that's where it should win. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So no. Yeah.
So it's that person's performance too, because it's best pop solo performance.
Right, right.
Who fucking wrote these categories?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yes.
Up next, we have best pop duo group performance. Mm-hmm. For new vocal or instrumental duo group or collaborative pop recording. Singles or tracks only, ladies. Okay, and the nominees are Un Día by a whole bunch of people. Oh, we got a thing going on in my home.
Oh.
We're trying to watch the Grammys, guys. Un Día by a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, I don't know.
Intentions by Justin Bieber. Dynamite by BTS, Rain on Me by Lady Gaga, and Exile by Taylor Swift featuring Bon Iver. Oh, I probably should have done the featuring, huh? I didn't do it.
It's okay. It's okay, because this is the group, and you know it's the group yeah. or duo performance.
Figure it out. Your phone has basically grown into the skin of your hand at this
basically,
point.
Basically.
Look it up.
Yourself. You're already scrolling something else while you're listening to this, so... So I put, this is another one I listened to like back to back, like clean slate. So for Un Día, I wrote, okay, performance, cool bilingual collab. Like, it's cool. Intentions, Justin Bieber, I wrote, catchy song. Like they're, in terms of the performance of it, the song, they use like sort of a like lazy singing style in it. That goes very well with the song. So performance likewise, choices, I was like, yeah, like that was very, the style, the choices you made and the vocal are very well suited for the song. Dynamite, BTS, I said, you know, it's catchy. I just like, I'm a sucker for like, it has like this Jackson 5-esque guitar that's happening.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you got me. Like I want to like dance to it. Rain on Me. Gaga and Ariana Grande. I said it features both power vocals well, but I feel like I wish there were like more harmonies and it was actually like a duet. I felt like
I felt that way about a lot of like the group. Remember Ariana Grande and Jessie J and someone was it Nicki Minaj had a song out a few years ago, and I was like, I wish they would have like harmonized more and made it like a real group thing.
It's
but I guess
like everyone recorded their part in their own home studio and then sent it to the producer and put it together.
Precisely what I learned happens on these
but that's not fucking collab. Like I don't, that's stupid. I don't know.
They have the ability to do it.
Yeah,
and
I know. So I just thought that was like, while that should have been my, like by far my fave out of these, I feel like it was just like, it fell short.
Yeah.
And then the T-Swift and Bon Iver, I was like, I like the simplicity of the piano riff that the vocal melody follows. It builds well for a simple ballad, but I don't like how she layers her own harmonies. I wish it was more of a duet. It's like she's singing and their harmony is layered, but she's singing the harmony. I'm like, the hell, this is a duet. Harmonize with each other.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? So because this is like the duo group song, I put... my kind of the what I think are the best ones are Intentions and Dynamite, but who's gonna win? I mean, probably freaking Taylor. I don't know.
I know.
Taylor. It could be if Taylor starts to sweep, then like if this if her album is like
sweep.
In good Grammy standing, then she could really like take everything.
She's a Grammy. She's like a Grammy favorite. I think that's where my who will win comes from. By the way, just everyone hearing my dogs crying at home, precisely what is happening is that a small dog is walking by outside and they're just losing their mind.
I mean, it's a big deal, you know?
I'm nothing malicious is happening. Wait, what are we on? We're on group. Okay. Un Día, I wrote, not my style. I don't even have anything to say about it. This did nothing for me. Was not particularly enthused. Intentions, Justin Bieber featuring Quavo, it says. Okay. I said, I didn't particularly like it or love it, but I didn't turn it off.
Yeah.
Like, and then when it came back on again later when I was like, I'm going to listen to everything to make sure I like it, I like bopped a little to it. Uh-huh. I'm not like, I'm in love with this song, but I never stopped it. I never switched. I never turned it off.
Yeah.
Like when it came on, I was excited to listen to it.
Yeah.
It's like, I said, it's almost like listening to a familiar jingle or a ringtone that you like over and over again.
Yeah.
It's so simple, but like it really gets you.
Yeah. There's a pocket that's like, it's really solid. Like it knows what it is and it's just in that pocket and it just, it's like right on the nose and
Yeah. Dynamite, I wrote, this is a real dance beat because I'm an aunt.
Mm-hmm.
I was so surprised by this. I didn't know I was going to like it. I am not a K-pop stan. I'm not like BTS all the way, but I was like, oh, this is fun. I like this.
Yep.
C, same, basically the same thing with Rain on Me by Lady Gaga and Ariana. I was like, I wrote meh.
Yeah.
Like, you'd think I would like it. I love a nice little club mix that did nothing for me.
It's like and a waste. Think,
Taylor and Bon Iver, I was like, eh, this is boring.
Yeah.
So who I want to win, I truly couldn't care. I don't have like anyone who I want to win in this one. I guess maybe Bieber, that was fun. But who I think will win is BTS. I think they're gonna win.
Okay, I would love that.
They got a lot of power. They're huge.
This is true. This is true. Yeah. Okay. All right. I like it.
All right. This next one.
Oh, God. Okay, so this is Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album. I did not get to listen to these.
Oh, no? Okay.
I want to. I just didn't get around to it. So give us the next two were the full albums, and I didn't get around to them. I did do a little an addition in the country category for us. So if you take these.
I'll carry this one.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album, and the nominees are Blue Umbrella by Burt Bacharach, True Love, A Celebration of Cole Porter, Harry Connick Jr., American Standard by James Taylor, Unfollow the Rules by Rufus Wainwright, and Judy by Renee Zellweger. So this one I had so many thoughts on, and I did listen to all of this, by the way.
Wow. See, but I was like, do I have to listen to it to know that James Taylor would be my winner, or do I, can I just assume that?
No. Oh, I did not like the James Taylor one.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard it, but I just assumed.
Okay, I'm going to tell you my notes for all. Well, that's a personal choice.
Yeah, of course.
Here's my notes for all of them. Okay, Blue Umbrella, Burt Bacharach, and Danielle Tashain. Like, what do you think it's going to be? It's old, smooth, jazzy singer stuff. Like, I don't think you needed to listen to them. No. I knew what all of them were going to be when I looked at, and so I listened to them as like a challenge to my own judgments, and I was never wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. True Love, A Celebration of Cole Porter. I mean, it's Harry Connick Jr. Why do you need to listen to that? I wrote, provides its own description. American.
Self-explanatory,
yeah. pronounced as written.
Yeah.
American Standard, James Taylor. I said JT style standards. Snooze.
Okay.
Unfollow the Rules by Rufus Wainwright. Why is Rufus Wainwright in the traditional pop vocal category? I don't feel like this was... Okay, so this is the one that broke the mold. Okay. I don't feel like it falls in a pop vocal category. And then I looked at the description, okay? And the description on this one is albums containing at least 51% playing time of new traditional pop recordings. What does that even mean?
It's like for albums of music. It's like not helpful.
When over 49% of the members of the recording studio have five or more digits on one hand.
Yeah.
How are standards? Yeah. I don't know. I'm very like, I have a hard time with this category as a whole. And Judy by Renee Zellweger. I mean, so did you see the movie?
No, not yet.
It was good. She did a great job.
I heard mixed things. So
yeah. I don't know. This one blew my mind and I can't understand.
So what are your conclusions? What do you think?
My conclusions are, number one, that I need therapy from this and I might need to move to the south of France for a year to find myself after this one.
Eat, pray, love, you know?
Who I think will win, I wrote a million question marks. I have no idea. I can't understand this category.
I feel like Rufus, maybe?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to say Rufus. That's a blind guess. I'm going to go Rufus.
Yeah, that was my who I want to win, obviously. I actually really liked the album. It was really good. Like, I've always liked Rufus Wainwright, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I guess, yeah, maybe. I don't. But then part of me is like, well, it's probably going to be James. This is where the true, like, is this going to be merit or politics?
Yeah, or, like, reputation and politics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to put Rufus because fuck it.
Yeah. too.
And then sounds you said the next one too.
Yeah. So, yes, best pop vocal album. So I'm familiar with I've listened to some of them. But I hadn't listened to all of them, and I'm familiar with a lot of songs from.
I think you can weigh in after not having heard the whole thing for most of them.
Okay. So yeah, I can read them off. So this is best pop vocal album. So we had Changes by Justin Bieber, Chromatica, Lady Gaga, Future Nostalgia by Dua Lipa, Fine Line, Harry Styles, Folklore, Taylor Swift. And then what is the last one?
Oh, that's a typo. Delete that.
Okay. That's not a... Okay, that was.
I saw that earlier. I was like, "What?" It's from a category I deleted out of there, but I left like one last line. Okay. Yeah, I saw that. Shit! I hope I didn't send that to her.
Oh yeah, it's fine. Okay, so my So I've listened to the Harry Styles album. I've listened to the Taylor Swift album. Those are the only two I've listened to full way through. We know my feelings on the T Swift album, the Harry Styles album. Like, I like his voice, but I didn't think it's not like. I don't know. It wasn't anything crazy special to me. I wonder why. I feel like Shawn Mendes should be here. Did he like miss the cutoff or something?
I have a lot of
like miss. Like he's nowhere. But anyway, so that's really all like I can contribute to that. I feel like freaking Taylor or Gaga. I feel like will win this. Just.
I basically wrote no comment next to all of these. Yeah. I think everything, and that's not a dick. I'm not even like, these sucked. It's just like exactly what I thought it was going to be, which is fine. I was not blown away by anything. My only kind of like negative comment is just that I've kind of always been on board with Lady Gaga, and I don't think she did a bad job with Chromatica, but it didn't get me hyped. I don't know. Maybe I was expecting something different or whatever, but I don't have anything super positive to say about that. None of the jams really got me. I wasn't super excited about it. But I mean, I guess it's pop vocal album, right? So it's more about like her vocals. She's a fabulous singer.
Yeah, she's probably the best. I mean, she's definitely the best singer on this list.
I wrote who I want to win. I wrote no preference. I don't know.
Yeah.
And who I think will win. I wrote Taylor Swift.
Right. I know. It's so hard. So
I
hard.
Just have a feeling like she's going to win because she's such a little like sweetheart, you know, like Grammy sweetheart.
What fruit or vegetable do we, she's honeydew melon or something.
Antelope or I don't know.
Oh my God.
Dragon fruit.
Oh my God. Total side note, but we've watched, I should save this but I'll forget by the end of the episode, but there's a series on History Channel called The Food That Built America. And it's like, it's cool. There's like episodes on like all different like foods and chains and like how they came up. And I don't know, we're nerds. But there was an episode on the guy whose last name was Reese, I forget his first name, that made Reese's, like Reese's peanut butter cups. And he worked for Hershey and he got let go. So then he started doing his own thing. And one of the things he made in the meantime was chocolate covered honeydew melon.
Oh, ew. So he also founded Edible Arrangements? Like,
I guess so. Yeah.
Also, did those two finally make up in like the 70s? Hershey and Reese's?
He bought him. So he ended up backing him because then Reese started, I'm telling you, this series is good. There's like dramatic reenactments of stuff. It's cool.
Yeah.
Cause it's History Channel. So they talk about like, so, Reese started selling his stuff to the Hershey employees because they like lived like all like the Hershey city, and he was still friends with a lot of the people. So he was selling his peanut butter cups to the Hershey's employees, and Hershey came and confronted him, and he thought he was going to I don't know, do something. And Hershey was like, I'll back you. Like, I want to back you. Like, let's join forces or whatever. So he did. Holy shit. That's why like Hershey owns.
And then they shook hands and he got some peanut butter in his chocolate and the other guy got some chocolate and his peanut butter.
And then
two light bulbs appeared over their head and here we all are today.
Yeah, it was cool. But anyway, Anyhow,
I will fucking lead the charge on these next categories.
You're right, you got it.
This is where I come to shine with an opinion for once. Rather than the rest where I'm like, I'll have to check with my nephew to see if this is popular.
Oh my God, that would be funny, actually. I would totally get my niece and nephew's opinions on these.
Yeah, your nieces and nephews are old enough to get their opinions.
Yeah, like 13, 10, 13, yeah.
Mine are not. Okay, here we go. Rock and roll, everybody. Okay. First category in rock is best rock performance. And the nominees are Shamika by Fiona Apple. I already fucked it up. I was so nervous. I already mispronounced probably my favorite one on this whole thing. Start again. Shamika by Fiona Apple. Not by Big Thief. Kyoto by Phoebe Bridgers. The Steps by Haim. Stay High by Brittany Howard. And Daylight by Grace Potter. Okay.
Okay.
What are your thoughts?
So my first thought was, they're all females. Fuck yeah.
So I am so excited that, first of all, here's my summary.
I'm the not the resident feminist. You are. And even I noticed that. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. How awesome is it that rock might be starting to make a comeback? And if it is going to be led by a charge of women. And all of these nominees, in my opinion, I've been listening to many of them for years and years. Mm-hmm. They're all going to be positive comments for the most part.
Yeah.
I'm so excited by this. Mm-hmm.
Here's my little blurb for each. So Fiona Apple, I put, nope, too weird for me. She's
you didn't
always
like it.
I can't. She's always been
it.
Too weird for me. I appreciate her, and I get it. Like, I see that it's other people's thing, but I just can't. I can't get into it. the Big Thief song. So I couldn't get past her voice. Her voice bothered me, and then Tom he's like what is her voice doing, and then he made a Gollum reference, and all I could hear was like Gollum like singing the
we talked about this last time, you have a thing where the voice is important to
you and I cannot get past it. I know, that's why I think for me Fiona Apple too, it's just like so Phoebe Bridgers, this is the first one I think where I listened to her. I said, I love it. I'm a new fan. Like that's the first time I heard of her. And I was like, yep, listening to the whole album. I loved it. Also Haim. I am new to Haim. Which I'm shocked about, because I was like, first of all, so then I like looked them up. They're sisters, right? Yep. So I put love the sibling harmonies, because like the first thing that hit me, I was like, the harmonies. Oh my God. And then also I feel like it almost had some like slightly like 90s pop country vibe.
That's what I didn't write country, but I wrote like 90s vibes.
It was, it was almost like there was a Shania Twain song. It was reminding me
shit.
Of from like the 90s Shania that I was like, it's like, it's in there somewhere, but I feel like there's almost that like Americana
90s,
like not like pop country today, like stuff back then.
I would definitely say some Americana, and I can get down with a little Americana. Like I like little Nico Case and some that Americana vibe. Yeah, I can see that for them for sure.
So I love their, I'm like a new fan of theirs. Brittany Howard, I was like, you know, it's a cool soul vibe. I didn't like love the song as much. It was cool. I know, but you know what I wrote? I wrote Prince-esque vocal style.
Yes!
And you know how I feel about Prince.
You don't like Prince. Fuck out of here.
I don't not like Prince.
He's not your favorite.
I don't love Prince. Like, he's super, oh my God, like the talent, incredible. And like his Super Bowl halftime show, there's like nothing better. Like, it's crazy talented, but
I recommend
my favorite.
Even for someone who doesn't like Prince, I recommend watching him on Saturday Night Live, his final performance in 2013, if you want to just appreciate him for his talents.
Yeah. Yeah. He's amazing. He was incredible. Yeah. But yeah, I was like, I feel like she's doing like a print. And then I couldn't, I was like, is she doing like, she's doing like a Prince impression or something. I don't know. And Grace Potter, I freaking love Grace Potter. And I just wrote her voice. Like, it's just ridiculous. But I did say great vocal performance because her voice is insanity. But I have to admit, it's not my favorite song of hers. So I was like, I wish it wasn't that song.
I don't know. Because she's going to come up in the best rock album section, I think, or somewhere else. So I've been listening to Grace Potter for years. Oh my God. I saw her
amazing
15 years ago or something like that. Like I've been, and this is actually one of her least favorite albums of mine. It came out. Did I mention that earlier?
I don't know about it.
I was very disappointed. I think I gave it maybe 1.5 listens and I was like, nope. I'm super disappointed with it, but you know what? They can't all be winners.
I know. But I had a hard time. So I think for me, for what I liked the best, it was Phoebe Bridgers and Haim. What I think for vocal, like if it's the performance of like the vocal, I think it's Grace Potter. If I'm talking about a rock vocal.
Right. Who do you think's going to win? That's who you think's going to win.
I don't know. How do I think we'll win? I'm probably...
This one's hard.
Fiona or Brittany. Probably.
I had a hard time with this, too.
Yeah. What are your thoughts?
Here are my thoughts, top to bottom. Shamika, Fiona Apple. Absolutely loved Fetch the Bolt Cutters. When that came out, I listened to it a million times.
Yeah, you talked about it here. Yeah.
What a great record. What a great performance. What a great, you know, and I think you and I have such different musical tastes. Like you said, I could see how that could be someone's taste. For me, it needs to be like twisted and complicated and weird. I don't need a good voice necessarily. And I think Fiona Apple is a perfect example of someone who I don't want someone else to sing any of her songs. No. Her voice, does she have the best voice? No, but it fits.
Yeah.
A lot of 90s era rock like that too. Love. And that song itself is really good. I like how it's very piano heavy, that whole record. Not by Big Thief. Her voice is very unique for sure. Again,
gonna do it.
Same deal for me where I'm like, it fits. I like Big Thief a lot. That whole record is really good. I wrote throwback to very like 90s female driven rock, even though she's like the lead singer and it's a male heavy band, but it felt very 90s in a lot of ways. Sorry.
The dogs want to weigh in. They want to
weigh
in.
He's like, no. Phoebe Bridgers. Love Phoebe Bridgers. This is great. I said the same thing earlier. Throwback to early aughts. Haim. Love Haim. Haim is great. They are... Yeah, exactly as you described them. I love them. This is a great record. They are always good. They always produce. Here's what I wrote next to Say Hi, Brittany Howard. I highlighted it in yellow and wrote love, 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 love. I love it so much. My only comment is I don't necessarily feel like it belongs in the rock category. Yeah,
it's like soul. I don't know.
It's more R&B. Maybe even pop because it doesn't feel rock to me, but I don't know. If she wins, I don't care. Put her in every category. Yeah. I love her. I love this whole record. So good. And Daylight by Grace Potter, I already said. Very disappointed. Yeah. One of my favorites. So who do I want to win? Kind of a tie between Fiona Apple and Brittany Howard. Who do I think will win? Phoebe Bridgers.
Oh, interesting. All right, I think swapped there. Yeah.
I think she's going to have a big campaign. No, I love Phoebe Bridgers. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I want them all to win. I think is the real answer. I loved all of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Best rock song. And the nominees are Kyoto by Phoebe Bridgers. Lost in Yesterday by Kevin Parker, who is of Tame Impala. Not by Adrian Lenker, who is of Big Thief. Shamika by Fiona Apple. Stay High, Brittany Howard of Brittany Howard.
Yep. So I'm Phoebe Bridgers. all the way here. This is another one that I listened to, like the songs, and really, again, because now we're talking about the actual song craft. Mm-hmm. I think Phoebe Bridgers, for the only other note I have is that Lost in Yesterday, I put, it's like Flea playing bass over a Tears for Fears song. Like, I don't know. It was just not working for me. It felt weird. And the others, yeah, I was just kind of like.
Tame Impala is literally one of my all-time favorite bands.
Really?
And yeah.
Shit.
One cool thing about this where I was like, I've been trying to explain what kind of music I like for a long time, and I think it's been really hard for me. Mm-hmm. Tame Impala, I've been listening to them for years and years. Okay. And years. I love Tame
Impala. I'll have
Impala.
To give them another shot. Like, you
know, I don't think you'll like them though. Maybe. I think we like very different things. Maybe. And, but even with that, I didn't even have them on my want to or think will win.
Okay. So this is this like not a good song of it? Cause I wasn't, it was just the song. I was like, meh.
I really liked the record that came out. I think that actually came out in 2019. I forget the timing of that one, but like at the end, I could be wrong. It might have been 2020. Okay. It's just not my favorite Tame Impala record of all time.
Yeah.
And I just think there are some better contenders on this list.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Wait, did you go through your rest?
Oh. Yeah, that's all. Sorry. That's all I had.
Oh,
like,
fine.
Cause I already listened, like the others were on the last, category as well. So like in terms of the song, yeah, I mean, I think I'm Phoebe Bridgers. I'm all in on Phoebe Bridgers.
Look at you little Phoebe fan.
I know. I'm all in.
I think it's very accessible, and I think we have an example here of two things, which is like one of my all-time favorite bands, which is Tame Impala, and like one of my relatively new favorites. Because she's been out, I think, since like 2016, if I remember correctly. She's been out for a few years. And I don't think a band like Tame Impala is for everyone. It's very like, it's like electronic inspired with electronic elements, and it's not like, it's not about like a melodically crafted melody or anything. It's very, I don't know. I can't explain. It's just this very indie feel.
Yeah.
With like kind of like rhythm section heavy in its own way. Mm-hmm. Whatever. But I think someone like Phoebe Bridgers, and that's why, you know, I'm going to pull on the Phoebe Bridgers train. I think it's super accessible for a lot of people who that indie rock thing isn't for everyone. Mm-hmm. And someone like Phoebe Bridgers comes along and it's a very indie feel, but I think almost anyone can enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a super cool thing to be able to do. Mm-hmm. So for me, I didn't write a ton of comments, except I loved all of these. I mean, I think this category is really good. I'm super excited about it. This gave me something to do and listen to after a very, very rough period of time. So for who I want to win, it's a tie between Brittany or Fiona. I love them both. Mm-hmm. I think both of them were so good. Who I think will win? I think it's going to be Phoebe Bridgers. I think she's going to surprise us all.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
All right. And for best rock album, we have A Hero's Death, Fontaine's DC. And I never say his name right, so please bear with me. Kiwanuka by Michael Kiwanuka. Daylight by Grace Potter. Sound and Fury by Sturgill Simpson. And The New Abnormal by The Strokes. Do you care to go?
I have no input because I haven't. So like I haven't even listened to the Grace Potter album the whole way through. I'm familiar with Sturgill Simpson, but not this album.
I was going to ask you your comments on the Sturgill Simpson. Yeah, I was
he's
so
country. It's like, what is he doing in this category?
So shocked to see him on here, and I almost didn't listen to it because I was like, I'm not going to fucking listen to that.
Yeah.
And then I put it on and I was like, oh, this is like a rock and roll album.
Yeah. So see, it's weird because I haven't listened to that album, but I was like, why is he there? Did he do a rock album? Like, but yeah, I did not. I haven't gone through them.
So I looked it up. I guess he like went on a podcast or something a few years ago and he was like, I'm going to make a straight rock album. Like I'm going to release a straight, and he did it. Like,
okay,
which is fine. Okay. Maybe he just wanted to do something different.
Yeah.
I have some negative things to say about some things. I'll skip it so I won't be a negative Nance. Fontaine's wasn't a huge fan. Well, I like the Fontaine's, but I didn't think this deserved a Grammy, I guess I would say.
Okay.
Grace Potter, we've been over it. Mm-hmm. Sturgill Simpson, I was so surprised by that. Yeah. I had no idea what I was getting into.
Yeah.
And The Strokes was very, like, old, reliable. They have not changed in 20 years.
Yeah.
They are the same, which I'm perfectly fine with.
Yeah.
I also didn't think that deserved a Grammy. Who I want to win and who I think will win are one and the same, and it's Michael Kiwanuka.
Okay.
Sorry, everyone. I'm never going to say his name right. And yeah, I thought it was just absolutely great. It's like, I didn't know that it necessarily fit right into the rock category, but it was a little bit rocky. It was a little bit like kind of funky. It felt very much like how I got over Error Roots, mm-hmm. Which I liked. It had a lot of that feel on it. So I was feeling that. That's my official mm-hmm. prediction.
Mm-hmm. All right. Cool. Okay. I like it. Yeah, alternative is all you. I think you did.
Oh, yeah, we're still on it.
Best alternative album, right?
Yep. So best alternative music album, which we can talk about genres after this. I have so many opinions on the genres.
I know.
Okay, and the nominees are Fetch the Bolt Cutters by Fiona Apple, Hyperspace by Beck, Punisher by Phoebe Bridgers, Janie by Brittany Howard, and The Slow Rush by Tame Impala. Oh, do you want me to do the whole thing?
Yeah, I have nothing to say. Nothing.
Okay.
Except I was like, how are, like, some of them are in the rock category and some are in the alternative category. Like, so as you said, we have a lot to say about our Wyclef genres here.
genre thing gets weird, especially weird here, because you have Phoebe Bridgers, who's in, like, who gets, I think, like, top 40 radio airplay, to the best of my knowledge, but she's also in the alternative section. And then I was thinking, when we were younger, alternative rock was the station for rock and roll that didn't get played on the top 40 station.
Right.
So I think these lines here are
super blurry. Yeah.
And I just don't think there's like a standard format for them anymore. So I can understand why. I think this is a square circle kind of thing, right?
Yeah. I wonder if that will,
I mean, square rectangle.
I wonder if that will change how they do the award, like the categories and stuff too, because it's like harder. Yeah. And then it's like, well, if some, I don't know, it's tough, because if people are technically like eligible for more than one category, on one hand I want to say like that's not really fair to other people that are in that genre, but on the other hand I'm like, yeah, but people aren't just one thing, so it doesn't make sense. I don't know. I wonder how that will evolve as time goes on.
I'd be curious to see the real defining qualities that lets you into one or other rock or alternative. And like, I can see why Fiona Apple, for example, who's not like, you know, everyone's cup of tea, especially this record in particular, but she was on top 40 radio in the 90s, right? But this record would never get like main, like top 40 airplay now. It's very different. So for Fetch the Bolt Cutters, I said, love this. I can't discuss it anymore. Hyperspace by Beck. This is right up my fucking alley. If you want to know what kind of music I like, this is it. Kind of jammy, alternative rock with electronic elements. The highlight of this record for me was the song Chemical. I absolutely loved it. I think this did come out like right around the, I think this came out in 2019. There were a few in the rock category that came out at the end of 2019. So I've been listening to this one for a while. Great, great record. Love Beck. Punisher by Phoebe Bridgers. We love this. Indie rock. Janie by Brittany Howard. Again, I love, love, love this. I'm not sure it fits in this category, but I'm fine with it.
It's weird.
Felt much more like soul, maybe pop or R&B or something. I don't know exactly, but it is very, there are rock elements to it. I'm just curious what it is. And then Slow Rush, Tame Impala. What do you want me to say? Like, they're one of my all-time favorite bands. This is exactly, if you want to know what kind of music I like, just listen to this record. It's like a perfect encapsulation of that.
Yeah.
So who do I want to win? This one was tough. I love pretty much everything on here. I have nothing negative to say about any of it. I want all of them to win. I kind of want Fiona Apple to win. I don't know. All of them. It's a tie. Brittany Howard, I love. But who do I think will win? I think it's going to be our girl, Phoebe. I think she's going to come out with a clean sweep.
I mean, maybe. And maybe, like, she's more alternative and she'll win this one instead of the Rock one. Like, I don't, yeah.
I don't know. I don't see. I guess they'll, like, if we haven't said it already, the who we think will win is based on, like, a who do we think campaigned the most.
Arbitrary. Yeah.
The voting, who is the voting body? Like, how do we know that?
Yeah.
I have this feeling like Phoebe Bridgers is just going to have had a really strong campaign behind her this year. So that's my call for that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on. We're almost at the end.
Yeah. Cool. So we're in the R&B category now. So we've got best R&B performance is first here. So we have, again, we have some genre splitters going on. We've got first Lightning and Thunder by, oh God, Jhené Aiko featuring John Legend. We have Black Parade by Beyonce. We have All I Need, Jacob Collier featuring blah, 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 Mahalia and Ty Dolla $ign. Goathead, Brittany Howard, and See Me, Emily King. What are your thoughts?
Oh boy, I wrote a lot of things next to this. Lightning and Thunder, Jhené Aiko didn't do anything for me. Mm-hmm. I think you liked it, right?
Well, my note was gorgeous voice.
Okay, like, yeah. Yeah,
she's got a gorgeous, like, it was very pretty, it was very beautiful.
Yeah.
So, like, in terms of the performance of it, like, yeah, it's really well sung and she's got a really gorgeous voice.
I think you're giving a much broader, like, not broader, you're giving much more specific, like, oh, I like the voice or I like this or I like that about performance. I tend to be thinking about, like, the record overall, even with some of these that are just, like, about the song.
Yeah.
But I think she's super talented and I think this is really unique and that record is really unique. But I don't, it just didn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
And then Black Parade, what can I say? That shit's good, man. I got no complaints. Yeah. I love it. All I Need, Jacob Collier. I'm going to tell you this. I don't even remember listening to this, but I wrote, I do like this. It's got a good, like, traditional funk R&B feel.
I don't remember it either right now, but I wrote cool melodies, nice groove, riffs. Like, there were, like, lots of, like, little, like vocal riffing type of things that were happening.
I must have liked it then. I liked it.
But I don't remember it.
Goathead, Brittany Howard, love her. I'm so blown away by her. See, I feel like she belongs in this category more, but I can see where the whole record doesn't fit into one category.
Yeah, I know. It's tough.
And See Me by Emily King. Didn't we talk about her on this podcast?
Probably because I saw her. She opened for Sarah Bareilles. So yeah. I may have, yeah.
When I started listening to her, I was like, oh, someone recommended this to me. Mm. I was okay with it. I think she's great. She's really good. It wasn't my super favorite, but yeah, she's, she's got a great voice, really good sound. Who do I think will win? Beyonce. Who do I want to win? Kind of Beyonce. I really like that song.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I like Emily King. This song, I thought, didn't showcase, like, what she really does well, but I still thought it was really great. I thought Emily King, if I were awarding the awards, I would like her to win. But I kind of think, what did I say? I thought that Jhené Aiko was going to win.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Tough one.
All right. So, let's see.
Best R&B song comes next.
Yes. So, now this is about the song.
This is about the song.
Yes.
So, and the nominees are Better Than I Imagined, Black Parade, Collide, Do It, and Slow Down. And I didn't say any of the artist's name.
It's okay. So, we can mention them as we go through. Let's see. So I put Better Than I Imagined. So this is Robert Glasper featuring her and Michelle. I don't know how to say her last,
I don't know how to say that.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I wrote, don't love the chorus Like, I'm looking at the songwriting of it. I'm like,
oh, your
chorus is too important. I just, no. We know my thoughts on Black Parade. I just don't, I'm too old or something. Collide. I love when the vocal matches up with the instrumental melody for the chorus and there's cool instrumentation.
Okay. So, I have a really important comment on this one and I want to address it now. I like this. Is the background track, the sample, the theme song from Brokeback Mountain?
Oh shit. I wouldn't know that. I don't know.
We're going to look it up after this.
Okay.
And I want you to listen because the whole time I was listening it, I was like, I feel like this is from a movie soundtrack.
Oh shit.
And then I realized
that's weird.
We're going to listen to it after.
Okay. Yeah, then for Do It, I wrote, don't love the track. I said, it sounds like garage band R&B song number 7. Like, it's just sounded like a pre-made, like, generic track. And I said, the melody is tired. Like, I don't know. I felt like it was, like, nothing special.
I remember this one, yeah.
Yeah. So, Slow Down, I wrote, cool, raw vibe, has some reggae vibes. Whoa, I wrote that before I realized it was Bob Marley's grandson.
I didn't realize that.
I was writing as I was listening, and I was like, why does that sounds like Bob Marley? This has got some reggae vibes. And then I was like, oh, it's Skip Marley and her. Okay.
Yeah.
So that was my favorite of this group. And I mean, I'm going to go ahead and give it. I don't really know. So I'm going to put all my eggs in that basket.
In the Slow Down basket?
Yeah.
Want and Think. Yes. I wrote positive things for all of these. This whole category was really great, I thought.
Yeah.
I don't think I have anything negative to say. The only thing, or even like any criticism, because I just love R&B and hip hop and rap up until recently has really gone on a downhill slide from my perspective or the like type that I like. Mm-hmm. So the only thing that I wrote was Slow Down. This is much more like a reggae style R&B as you wrote.
Yes.
And I really don't like reggae style songs very much. Okay. So this like didn't do it for me. I kind of like tapped out early on.
Yeah.
So, like I got lost, but I thought like the songwriting on all of them were really good. I love Black Parade. I think that is a very complicated, well-written song. Like I like, I don't know how she does it, but I love it. Who do I want to win? All of them? I honestly don't have a favorite. Like, I think they're all, same with the rock category. They're all so good. Who I think will win? I'm going to say Black Parade. Yeah. Gotta be Black. I think, yeah.
We'll see. We'll see with these sweepies. Yeah. And then we've got Best R&B Album, which this one I did not listen through. So I toss this to you. And then I've got a couple thoughts on the country ones. And yeah.
Okay. So Best R&B Album. And this is our last one. Then we're going to do some final thoughts and some wrap ups. And the nominees are Happy to Be Here, Aunt Clemens, Take Time, Givian, To Feel Loved, Luke James, Bigger Love, John Legend, and All Rise, Gregory Porter. All right, I'll just do the rundown. Happy to Be Here, Aunt Clemens. Didn't really care for this. I actually don't really like his voice. I don't like this songwriting style. I don't know how to describe it. I cannot describe it. Put it on. I really am very bad at descriptions, but if you put it on, my feeling is that the songwriting style for all of them sounds very similar. I'm just not a fan. It doesn't do anything for me. There's no like particularly catchy beat or style that I can really like grasp onto. Take Time, Givian. That didn't do much for me either. I got kind of bored with it pretty easily. To Feel Loved, Luke James. This is definitely my favorite of the bunch. Or kind of tied for favorite of the bunch. That one was a tough one. This is like a traditional R&B album for me. I loved it. I love his voice. I love the jams. I love the style. It's like not one like set thing all the way through. And Bigger Love, John Legend. Listen, I know we're going to lose everyone on the Gigtails map. I don't like John Legend. He does nothing for me. I think he's one of the most talented people on earth. I've never been able to listen to one of his songs more than twice.
Yeah, it's boring.
He's very boring to me. Just very boring to me. And All Rise, Gregory Porter. This is beautiful. I cannot recommend this album enough. It's very long. There's a lot of songs on it, a lot of different styles. Very like traditional R&B, like I said before, but also has some elements of like some jazz, cool. some saxophone, some kind of like, I don't know, traditional R&B, like 80s R&B, like 90s R&B, cool. some symphonic elements, like some okay. funk. It's like a big up and down. I love this one.
Cool.
Who do I want to win? Luke James or Gregory Porter? Who do I think is going to win? John Legend.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. Okay.
All right. Do you want to do your country?
Yeah. So I had some thoughts. So we had best country solo performance. So for that one, we had Eric Church for Stick That in Your Country Song. We had Brandi Clark for Who You Thought I Was. I know you're dying. We had Vince Gill for When My Amy Prays. We had Mickey Guyton for Black Like Me and Miranda Lambert with Bluebird. So this is the performance. So I think Eric Church does a really great job with like just the emotion in his songs. He's not the greatest singer, but even I get past that because he performs them really well. He has great like intensity. Friggin' Vince Gill, like, dude, he's just like,
he's been around forever, right?
Forever and ever. And his voice, I just wrote his voice with like a million exclamation points. It is just like butter. I wasn't loving, like, the song is fine. There's a really pretty melody in the chorus, but I was just like, damn, his voice. And then I love Miranda Lambert's Bluebird. I think it's just, it's a good song. It's well performed. I have to say, like, the vocal performance, I mean, Vince Gill is just ridiculous. But I think Brandi Clark is going to win it. Yeah, I think she'll win that.
Just based on her, like, stature or whatever we're using to describe.
Sure. Yeah. Brandi Clark or maybe Vince Gill. I don't know. I don't know. Then I weighed in on, so there's best country duo or group performance. So we had All Night by Brothers Osborne, 10,000 Hours, which is Dan and Shay, but they chose the Dan and Shay and Justin Bieber remix, which is interesting. Mm. Ocean by Lady A, Sugarcoat by Little Big Town, and Some People Do by Old Dominion. So my thoughts here, Brothers Osborne, I freaking love them. I put such a dirty groove, cool guitar licks, great vocal performance. Like, I feel like that song is just so well performed. And again, that's what this is about. 10,000 Hours, Dan and Shay. I'm obsessed with Shay's voice. His voice is incredible, but this is not one of my favorite songs. And I actually think Bieber being on it, although I don't have a problem with Bieber. He's good. He's talented. I think he takes away from the performance because Shay is just so freaking good that it's like he sings less. So because they chose that one, that took it out for me.
I'm surprised how much I don't mind Bieber. I was like, Bieber's talented on this list twice. I was like, this is fine. I left it on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get what you're saying. Like Bieber on a country song feels weird to me for sure.
Yeah. Lady A, Ocean, I said, you know, it was different for them. It really features Hillary in the vocal when they normally have like their harmonies come in earlier. That being said, when their harmonies do come in, there's like the last chorus, there's like the stack harmonies, there's a slight like retard in the tempo. It's really, there's like a gorgeous moment, but that moment is really all that does it for me in that song.
So this is performance again, right? Mm-hmm. Yep, okay. Yeah. Yep. See, you're so much better. I was just like, I like this one. And you're like, well, this is technically about the performance or the recording. And I'm like, fuck.
Well, that's important. So, okay. So Sugarcoat, same thing, like for Little Big Town. I really liked that album. I think I recommended it on here when it first came out. But it's not my favorite song, favorite performance of theirs on the album. Like the song has cool, like metaphor and double meaning lyrics and stuff, but this isn't the songwriting one. And then I felt the same way for the Old Dominion song, that it's not the best use of the band. It's like a ballad and they're a band. So it was like weird to me. It's better in the song category. So all that to say, I would like Brothers Osborne to win. I think they're my favorite performance. But who do I think is going to win? I mean, maybe Dan and Shay with Justin Bieber, because they had the Justin Bieber poll. I don't know. We'll see.
Right.
Yeah. And then the last one that I'm weighing in on here is the best country song. So this is the song, the actual songwriting again. Mm-hmm. So we've got Bluebird from Miranda Lambert. We got The Bones, Terry. The Bones, your favorite.
Are The Bones my favorite?
The Bones. We're scarred for life from friggin' The Bachelor. Listen to your heart.
Oh, is that what that is?
When the bones are good.
Oh, the bones. I thought you meant like the bones are the skeleton's money from I Think You Should Leave. which is actually probably my fucking favorite song of all time.
See, The Bones.
I'm like, The Bones? What are you talking about? That friggin' song. Do you know how we have a running bit, Sean and I, where he'll go like, yeah, we're like, you go to the doctor and he's like, well, I got some good news and I got some bad news. Give it to me straight, doc. What's the bad news? Well, bad news is you have cancer and it's metastasized and it's spread from your kidney to your lung and we now have spotted parts of it in your brain. Oh, and we're God. Like, well, what's the good news? And the doctor says, well, the bones are good, so rest don't matter.
It's so good.
Or we'll do that. Or if I'm like, oh no, this is broken or this is something, Sean will go, but are the bones good?
It's become like a thing because we did that stupid listen to your heart.
Oh segment. God.
See, we really need live music to come back. You're really pushing us here. So that one's nominated, which, yeah. And then Crowded Table by the Highwaymen, who I've talked about here quite a bit. More Hearts Than Mine, which is Ingrid Andress. She was nominated for the Best New Artist. And then Some People Do, Old Dominion. So I actually really like Some People Do, and I really do like The Bones. I think it's overdone, and it's very, very pop, but I do like
it. Yeah, that doesn't feel super country to me.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the country is becoming, again,
getting meshed. The blurred lines. Yeah.
But I think Crowded Table is going to win, and I am 100% okay with that because I freaking love the Highwaymen. Because, you know, anything that freaking Brandi Carlile is a part of, I am there for it.
What if she was in a violent street gang, actually?
It would probably sound amazing. So,
all right. Whatever. So you have, if you've made it this far, you have all of our predictions now.
We're going to see what happens.
We're going to see. My only honorable mentions that I want to make was, like I said a million times on this, I skipped the rap category because I've just been so disappointed with it. I don't really like the direction rap has been going in the past few years. And that's why I get so excited about like Megan Thee Stallion, who is like a rapper, like she is such a great rapper. Her record is very like not old school rap, probably like late 90s, early 90s, but in the tradition of like rap being like an art form and like a poem that's like wrapped in. Mm-hmm. Rather than like trap music just doesn't do anything for me. So, and then D Smoke, who I felt the same way where I'm like, oh, this feels like we're going back to like fundamentals on that. Mm-hmm. Like much more of the like Tupac style, and rapping with a message, you know, too. And, you know, I said I didn't like her SNL performance. And when I say that, I mean, what I didn't like about Megan Thee Stallion's performance on SNL was that she sang along entirely to a pre-recorded track, which I was super upset about, but the message that she gave with the performance was very important, so I don't want that to be conflated and say I didn't like what she was saying. I thought it was very powerful. I thought she did a really good job. The visual was amazing, and she's a great dancer. I just wish she had rapped on her own and then rapped, and then obviously, like, when you're dancing, you need to I get that I can't fucking walk up the stairs and ask Sean where the Pepto-Bismol is, okay, without losing my breath. So I'm not saying like you should lip sync. I think lip syncing is important and you should do it so that you can dance and do both. I wish it had been more like calculated.
Yeah.
And I just didn't understand why that choice was made. I don't know. Maybe it was an SNL problem, but I was really disappointed. So to have her and him got me really excited. Brittany Howard, I just love so much. And I was so excited to see her on this list. And I loved that record. Mm-hmm. And then I also just want to say Thundercat appeared on this list. I forget under which category, but it is one of the ones that we removed.
Yeah.
And Thundercat is just the tits. So everyone listen to Thundercat.
Cool.
And my final thought of the day is this. There is an artist out there named Lil Baby. And I just want to say that that is my nickname for my youngest dog is Lil Baby. Oh. And it's so weird that rapper names have baby in them so much now. And I don't understand it because I'm an old aunt is really what it comes down to.
Oh my God. Well, that's great.
That's all I have to say.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, I would say, I think we did our recommendations throughout this episode, right?
This whole episode has been a, what are you listening to?
I mean, if you got nothing else, go listen to Phoebe Bridgers. I feel like if we did an analysis of the things we said the most, Phoebe Bridgers is coming out kind of as a shining star from the Gig Tales.
Sweeps it. I mean, she's not even necessarily my favorite, and that's not even an insult. It's just so many of the other rock categories, like rock nominees for me, were so awesome.
Yeah.
But I think it's cool that she's in the ether right now. So we can have someone other than Dave Grohl who will fucking take it over again next year because they just released their album.
Of course,
so fine. Spiders do that.
Cool. Well, you guys go listen to all the nominees and we're going to see what happened. And we will have a recap episode. So watch the Grammys on March 14th, Sunday, March 14th. Grammys sponsor us. I don't know.
Grammys.com. And then immediately on Monday morning, download this episode and furiously listen to it and correct us and see if we were wrong.
Yeah. Perfect. Sounds good. Cool. Well, we'll see you guys next time.
And if you like what you heard, go ahead and tell a friend.
And if you didn't like what you heard, then tell them to listen to all the songs and albums nominated for the Grammys. And then listen to Gig Tales afterwards.
Cool. Punish them.
Yes. All right.
Bye. Bye. Keep gigging.
Gig Tales. Ugh. Ugh.